Okay, I've got some true false questions about apprehension. Let's go ahead and go through those. Let's see, where did it? I'm not going to put them up on the screen because I. Okay, I'm just going to randomly pick people. You can just sit in your chair and answer. Okay, let's start with Roxy. True or false, people who suffer from speaking anxiety are neurotic, meaning they have like their have head issues.
False.
Okay, that is correct. A lot of times it's everybody has apprehension, so it's not just because you maybe have some mental health issues. Okay, let's do Jacob. True or false, the more you think about your fear and apprehension before a speech, the more nervous you will become.
True.
This is actually true. You're right. A lot of times what you're focusing on is what's going to be more manifested. And so you'll increase that. If you're paying attention to like how sick your stomach is, a lot of times you feel sicker. I don't know if you've had that in different parts of your life or not. Okay, let's do Jake. True or false? Telling a joke or two is always a good way to begin a speech. You're right, actually. This is false. We want you to start with what's known as an attention grabber. And I have heard some good kind of funny attention grabbers, not necessarily jokes, but most people are not great comedians, including myself. And so, and telling a joke, you have to be able to get the timing right. You got to get the wording right. And when you're nervous in front of a group of people, sometimes you mess those things up and it falls flat and then it makes you even more nervous. And so I don't necessarily recommend trying to use jokes. So good job. Okay, let's see. Simran, true or false, nervousness is just a form of energy.
True.
Yeah, this is true. Just know that your body, it's just the chemicals in your body, blood flowing through your body. It's just, what you want. Think about if you're burning calories, because that's the good thing about it. Okay, let's see, Sophia. I didn't do you yet, right? True or false, it helps to imagine that the audience is naked.
True. I feel like it depends, but like for me, it's like false.
I think that's a very rare thing. I agree that I hear that a lot, and maybe it works for some people because it makes the audience feel less intimidating for some reason to some people. For me, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm so focused on what I'm going to say and how I'm feeling that I forget to do that. So I would say generally you're right that this is false, but maybe for a few people, I don't know. That's something I hear a lot. Okay, Houston, true or false, any mistake means that you have blown it. You're going to fail.
False.
Yeah, this is definitely false. You can easily make mistakes. Like I said, I couldn't remember the word over there, right? That was kind of a mistake. I didn't have everything at the tip of my tongue. But when it came to me, I went over there and I wrote it down. It's okay. People don't expect you to be perfect up here. I think it's better to look real and to be genuine, that people, something people can connect with. So don't worry about if you make a mistake. All right, let's see. Jolie, true or false, a little nervousness helps you to give a better speech. That is true, yeah. Like I said, it helps with athletes to get that adrenaline going, perform a little bit better. Okay, see, Victor, true or false, you can avoid speaking anxiety by writing your speech out word for word and memorizing it. This one, you could read it, but I do not want you to read, and I also do not want you to write out your entire speech word for word. I want you to get comfortable with being able to look at the audience, and if you're reading, you lose that sight. Some people do that, though. That's what that teleprompters are for. You guys are familiar with teleprompters? Most of our politicians today, they look like they're looking at teleprompters. That's a very, very common thing. And a lot of times, especially when they are giving a speech like on that's televised, those channels, a cable or TV or whatever, they need to know how long is this speech going to be, because we need to sell advertising space. And so they will write out that speech word for word. They'll use a teleprompter, and they'll tell the TV station it's going to be this X number of minutes. And so that's how they're doing it. So a lot of the speeches you're hearing are done that way. But the most comfortable, I want you to get used to not having those words necessarily right in front of you. So, but we will write out our introductions and our conclusions all the way. So that was the tricky one. Okay, let's see. Let's do Isabella. True or false, you will look to the audience as nervous as you feel. I agree. A lot of people are so focused on what's going on, like they're taking notes, they got their phone, they might notice a little bit, but most of the time people can't tell. So it's that saying, fake it till you make it, I think actually works a lot of the time, you guys. So if you get up there and just pretend like you're not, just go for it. That will help. Okay, I think that we got through all those. Let's see.